This is Slashed Out Review for Wednesday, October 27th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and this is a 10-minute summary of highlights from recent contributions to Slashdot.com. Today's GarageBand.com artist is David Brian Smith from Atlanta, Georgia, and we'll be hearing from him shortly. What's even worse than a denial-of-service threat? Well, child pornography accusations as an online extortion tactic. Glenn writes to Slashdot that there's a story on Silicon.com about a new twist in the tactics used by online extortionists trying to blackmail e-commerce sites with denial-of-service attacks. Yesterday, one blackmailer threatened to send out child pornography emails in UK gambling site Blue Square's name if it didn't pay up 7,000 euros. The 419 eater community has pulled some legs. TrustER writes that, always in the pursuit to rid the world of 419 scams with new and often very entertaining strategies, the class of 419eater.com have set new records in making scam baiting an entertaining and funny art form. Shipping ANZUS laptops, dollars, death threats, audio, and lots of pictures. Scam baiters have managed to get cash in the mail and get rid of some less than perfect hardware. Google has acquired Keyhole Corporation. Telstar writes that as part of their ever-expanding online presence, Google has acquired online map provider Keyhole. Keyhole's technology allows users to perform virtual flyovers of satellite imagery of the Earth's surface. The immediate impact of this acquisition is a price drop in Keyhole's service charge. Beyond that, Google does not have any announced plans regarding how this technology will integrate with current products and services. There is a link on Slashdot to an audio clip of a very interesting interview that was conducted on Tuesday morning on KGO AM radio in San Francisco. Host Ron Owens was interviewing FCC Chairman Michael Powell when Howard Stern called in. The resulting exchange is included in Lauren Weinstein's link on Slashdot. From the world of politics, the Bush website has been blocked outside of North America. AC72 writes that the BBC News are reporting that George W. Bush's re-election website is blocked to people accessing it from outside the USA. Netcraft spotted the change on Monday and have a report on the matter. Well, at least John Kerry's site still works for those outside the US, and at least some Canadians can access the Bush campaign site, but Europeans cannot without going through a US proxy. In the world of Linux, TCC Boot compiles and boots Linux in 15 seconds. An anonymous reader writes to Slashdot that TCC Boot is the first bootloader able to compile and boot a Linux kernel directly from its source code. It can compile and start booting a typical Linux kernel in less than 15 seconds on a 2.4 GHz Pentium 4. TCC Boot uses the latest version of the TinyCC C compiler. Apple fans, you don't have to worry. The 40-gigabyte RCA Lyra has a bit of a problem. Pauly Shore Lives writes to Slashdot, the Globe and Mail isn't taking too kindly to RCA's Lyra 40-gigabyte iPod competitor, so to speak. Amongst its gripes are a crazy slow fast-forward. How slow? Like 6 minutes to get to the end of a 60-minute file. Gotta wonder how in the world these things get missed in the beta testing stage. PlayStation Portable details have just been announced by Sony. Z. McNulty writes, the day has finally come over at Tech Japan. We have a translation of a Japanese bulletin board watch article stating that Sony has announced the PlayStation Portable. It will cost 20,790 yen, about $195 US, and is to be released December 12th. Battery life is quoted as being 4 to 6 hours. Not exactly fantastic, but at this price it looks like Nintendo is in for some serious competition. You can free your doubts about software too, as Sony has announced 21 titles to be released in December as well. Ubuntu Linux for the PowerPC and as a live CD. Jeff writes that Ubuntu is just sweet. For Mac users, it's even sweeter, as you can read in the review at Slashdot. It supports hardware like a charm with a live CD out that everybody can test it. Chris writes that Genopix, G-N-O-P-P-I-X 0.8, now appears to be Ubuntu Linux-based. At OSDIR, there are over 50 screenshots of the Genopix 0.8.1 release, including the controversial Ubuntu desktop background images. There's a reference to an earlier story on Slashdot. The default background images have been changed in Ubuntu proper, so the controversy would not need to keep you up at night. The Genopix version is a very nice GNOME-based live CD with fewer apps but more polished than most live CDs. Note that this is not the same as the official Ubuntu CD and that the PPC version is not a live CD. Project Gutenberg is threatened over some actions in Australia. John Noring writes that Michael Hart's venerable Project Gutenberg, based in the United States, is now being threatened with a lawsuit from the estate of the long-deceased author of Gone with the Wind. The threat's being made because Project Gutenberg of Australia has the digital text version of Gone with the Wind on its server, because Gone with the Wind is public domain in Australia. According to the estate's lawyers, it's downloadable from the United States. Further information, including the copy of the Take It Down letter and some commentary, is given to Telerede. It is most likely the threat is legally meritless, yet it's troubling, showing how online repositories of public domain works may be impacted by threats from other countries where the works are still covered by copyright. Slashdot Review offers a way that you can call in with your comments. All that's required for you to add your review of a recent Slashdot item is a phone call to 732-357-3682 or a network-based SIP phone call to 747-667-3306. Now back to more news. Richard McManus writes to Slashdot that he's linked to an interview with Lucas Gons, creator of the peer-to-peer music sharing app WebJ. Lucas was an early developer of peer-to-peer applications. Back in 2000, he created a peer-to-peer startup called World OS. The product was called Goa. At this interview, he discusses the World OS Goa and how it compared to other peer-to-peer apps such as Nutella, Internet as a Platform concept, and how WebJ works. In addition, there's some peer-to-peer history and decentralization theory and ways around the legal hassles of peer-to-peer. Nintendo has threatened Suicide Girls over IP use. An anonymous reader writes that Suicide Girls has posted a nasty letter they received from Nintendo demanding that they remove a member's page on their site because the member listed Metroid and Zelda as their favorite video games. Linux forecasts the return of the Sun workstation with AMD's help. Jack Handy writes that, would you be surprised to hear that Sun is the lowest cost Tier 1 dual Opteron provider? Anantech benchmarks Sun's newest W2100Z and includes some sneak peeks at Solaris 10 and Java Desktop System 2. The biggest surprise at the end, it costs less than HP or IBM's configuration. Crazy P adds they perform various benchmarks, including 2D and 3D rendering, compiling, encryption, thermal and noise performance, and compare the 64-bit Sunbox with various other configurations, including varying operating systems. Radical Red writes that ABC News is reporting that anthropologists have found the skeletal remains of 7 hobbit-sized hominids. The population may have been wiped out by volcanic activity 12,000 years ago, or, according to a local legend, may have lived up until the 1500s, living in caves and eating food the villagers would leave out for them. Also found were bones of giant lizards and miniature elephants. CBS, National Geographic, and the BBC all have good stories on this find. If you already play the massively multiplayer game Star Wars Galaxies, you're undoubtedly aware that the Jump to Light Speed space expansion officially launched today. For the rest of us, there are some details on the developer side regarding the ramp-up to release available on the official site. Details on the experience of the new expansion is available at GameSpot and PC.IGN. More colorful analysis may be found on Grimwell's boards, and N3RFED has a post discussing the fact the rest of the world has to wait till November 5th to get their space goodies. A book review, Donor, Donora Sizemore, has written that, quote, I recently bought a high-performance automobile that had a reputation for its tuning potential. Before making the purchase, I joined several online forums for enthusiasts in order to get a good reading on how happy people are with this particular model, and was amazed at the vibrant communities built around websites such as evolutionm.net and nasioc.com. Wealth of information is available, but the data is surrounded by noise. For every knowledgeable enthusiast, there are many more misinformed or incorrect speculators whose opinions usually spring from personal preference or need to hear themselves talk. Enter Dave Vespremi's Car Hacks and Mods for Dummies. The rest of the review is on Slashdot.com. That wraps it up for today. Thanks for listening to Slashdot Review for Wednesday, October 26th. My name is Andy McCaskey, and I have no affiliation with Slashdot other than as a regular reader, and offer this material and other items of interest under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license, as detailed on Slashdot Review.com. Slashdot Review audio is published Monday through Friday, and occasionally on Sunday. Now, today's featured album tracks from GarageBand.com artist David Brian Smith from Atlanta. The track is No Difference. You can find more music from this artist and links to GarageBand.com on Slashdot Review.
baby, love will come to blows. All I know, I never, 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 never,